I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congress Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee meeting to order. The time is 3:10. The date is June 29th, year 2018. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton? Congressman Tillman?
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer, and I've asked Congressman Maker to speak our language.
It'd be an honor.
Thank you, sir.
Intachi wakante, intachi wakante jinki. De awata seyatai. Apakaha, hiadaha wanake tali kumbe. No nikashi jinkaja paski dake de wabi kumbe. Duheka pi iche. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, and thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon the Osage Nation and all nations. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all you do. You take care of our needs, and we want you to continue to bless all those that's having a hard time. They may be grieving, mourning, and our service people, wherever they may be serving, bring them home safely to their families. And just, you know our needs, Heavenly Father, so please take care of all of them for us. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Maker. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We'll take just a short time to approve the minutes from June 5th.
How's my lunch?
Thank you.
On the on, page 3, the committee chair must acknowledge on the on. Top of the page. I think there's too many ons.
First line. Too many Ds, too, isn't there?
Mm-hmm, there is. Do you want Congress on, are you capitalizing Congress down at the bottom of page 3 under engrossment? Is Congress a little C or a big C?
Next to last line.
Properly engrossed. Page 3, under engrossment, the motions to report, Congress is a little C, maybe that's the way you do it, I don't know. Have to approve the minutes as amended.
Second, motion in a second, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Minutes are approved. Next item, before we go on, and I'd like to let the people, and for the record, know who is here attending with us. We have some guests here today. We have Mr. Mark Lyons in attendance here from the law firm of Lyons and
Clark.
And with Mr. Lyons today is one of his assistants, that would be Martha
Blackburn.
Martha Blackburn, so welcome the two of you, and we're glad you're here. If there's anything you need during this proceeding, just please speak up and let us know. We also have Congressman Maker, who is here. We also have Congresswoman Whitehorn, who is in attendance, and we are currently trying to contact Congressman Supernaw.
Hello.
By the telephone. Good afternoon, Congressman Supernaw. So before we get started, I would like to just, you know, for the committee and the members, congressional members here, let's do our best to abide by the rules of Robert's Rules of Orders and let's be recognized before we speak and do things the proper way. So having said that, are you still trying to get?
Yeah, he dropped, so I'm going to call him again.
I bet, is that a kid's name? Zuckerberg doesn't have this kind of problem when he gets on the phone.
Hello, hang on just a second. I'm trying to get you back on the speaker.
Let's go ahead and get started while we're waiting to try to get in. We are scheduled to meet. We have from 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock. So next on the item on the agenda, number 5, discussion of current and proposed rules. Congresswoman Edwards, would you like to begin?
Well, an issue has come up with respect to what the role of the speaker is vis-a-vis the Congress in litigation. And my understanding from talking to others, I haven't looked into it too much, but I was surprised when I saw some proposed action. And so looked to the rules to see what they said on the subject, and the rules say that once litigation is filed and counsel that's previously been retained has been approved, that the speaker can direct litigation. We've had litigation in the past, and my recollection, and Trey's here, that's good, subject to correcting me. My recollection is that we've worked as a Congress when it came to filing, settling, dismissing, pursuing trial, etc., as a Congress, and that there's been some sort of acquiescence on the part of a majority of Congress for us to do that. And I don't think that's clear enough in the rules, so it was my proposal that we add to that rule some language that indicates that the speaker shall not file, settle, or dismiss any legal proceeding without the written consent of a majority of the Congress. The speaker's acting on behalf of the Congress. I mean, that's the conduit from which the Congress acts. So to me, just like when we pass legislation, when we act as a body, we act in accordance with the wishes of the majority. So I think that this is another situation where we need to have some clearer language. Directing litigation can be communicating with counsel, floating theories, pursuing actions, but not to the extent of filing a lawsuit. I don't think a speaker should ever be able to go file a lawsuit on behalf of Congress without the consent of a majority of Congress. Likewise, I don't think they should be able to settle a case or dismiss a case without the majority of Congress. So you've got the majority of Congress that says, yes, we want to file a lawsuit, then you don't want me as speaker to say, I'm tired of it. I want to dismiss it. So that's what I think that, and I think that's in keeping with what we've always done in the past, and Maria can speak to that since she's been speaker in the midst of a lawsuit.
Well, I agree with you that, may I be recognized? Okay. I agree that the rules are not clear on this, and I think as such, Speaker has to make some decisions about how they're going to perform on behalf of Congress. What the rules do say is that the Speaker advocates positions in lawsuits on behalf of the Congress. So to me, if I'm acting as a Speaker and I'm acting as directing a lawsuit, I'd want to be sure that the decisions or the orders that I gave to the attorney on record would be the will of the body. So it's right here.
What's the rule number?
It's rule number 2.10, and that's on number one. So with that language there, I would just want to be certain that that's what I was doing. Congress really can't speak without a vote. That's my view. I mean, I can talk to members, you can poll members, you can get ideas, but really there's not a congressional action performed unless there's a vote on a matter. So I am going to just say I think the rules are real cloudy there. The rule is cloudy there. I think that it puts the Speaker in a position where they have to make decisions what they think that rule says or what they think their authority is. So we're at the Rules and Ethics Committee. I think that we need clarity in that rule. But let me say one more thing. But I do know that when you are Speaker and you are in time frames within a lawsuit, that it's very difficult to get a consensus of the body to perform. Sometimes you just have a time crunch and you can't get a vote of the membership. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. There's some pros and cons to it. I guess the question is dismissal directing a lawsuit? You know, that's a question in my mind too. So
next we have Congresswoman Edwards, and then legal analyst Mr. Gill. Congresswoman Edwards.
So I have proposed, with the written consent of a majority of the Congress, that would, I believe, help expedite things if you're in a situation. Of course, I don't know that you would be in a situation of needing, if time was of the essence, I guess it could be to file a lawsuit. But that's why I put without the written consent, meaning you get people to write in on an email and say, I consent to this. That was the idea there. Now, if you want a formal expression via a vote, then you're going to be in a session.
That's true.
So, but I'm...
That could possibly...
In my long time here, I have not seen us ever, I've not seen one person step out and make decisions, and that's why I was looking to Trey. I don't believe there's one thing reading a brief and saying, that language is good, or I need to check with somebody else about that language. Cuggy can speak to the same issue. But I don't think anybody's ever said, I'm going to file a lawsuit on behalf of Congress, and gone and filed one. I would dare say that there's been discussions and there's been agreement, and probably almost unanimous agreement. If there wasn't unanimous agreement, then I think we would get to that point of, okay, how many people, you know, that's when you would look to a majority to see if the majority wanted to go forward. But I don't believe that's ever come up. I don't know about settlement. I'm trying to remember whether we've settled a case. Probably not. But Trey can speak to that, to this issue more.
Mr. Gill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I think, if this is what Congress wants to do, the proposal from Congresswoman Edwards sounds quite reasonable to me for a couple of reasons. I like the idea of the written consent simply because it doesn't require us to go into session, which can expedite the process a little bit better that way. we put the rule in place, as I recall, to allow the speaker to be able to make those decisions that have to be made for litigation strategy, discovery decisions, things of that nature that can't wait 20 days for a session. And so if you want to limit it in this way to settlement, filing, and dismissing a lawsuit, then I think that her proposed amendment would be the right way to do it, and not say completely we have to go to, you know, a committee of Congress or something like that for every little decision.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Mr. Lyons.
Let me ask a quick question. Does the Osage Nation or Congress have open meeting laws that require that every formal action and discussions of an entity be done in a formal open setting with posted notice, such that if you do, then having the email discussions, the telephone discussions, send in written consent to an action, would that be in violation of your open meeting laws if you've got those?
That's a good question.
I would have to compare it to the law itself to see.
We do have open meeting law.
Yeah, we do have.
But
we send in written consent for other things, so I would check it against the law.
Legal proceedings are legal proceedings are considered confidential information.
My experience in dealing with that is you have a formal meeting, you post it, it's an agenda item, you go into executive session. It would occur to me that giving written consent via email or in some other way would necessarily require a discussion of it, that I'm just throwing this out there, that conceptually could be in violation of your open meeting rules.
Well, and I mean, I think when we have filed lawsuits in the past, we have had committee of the whole in session, met in executive session, and discussed. So, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm opposed to that. To me, like I said, I don't know that dismissing a lawsuit, settling a lawsuit, or filing a lawsuit is going to bump up against what might be 6 months in between time. But I do. But I think when you're only meeting in a committee, for example, and the Constitution says you're studying subjects during the interim in a committee, that's not going to be a sufficient number of people to take action. So if we were going to do that, then we would need to go into session for those items. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying I'm quite certain that when we talked about having the Speaker of the Congress be able to direct litigation, it was not contemplated that the Speaker would be able to go and file an action without the consent of the majority of the Congress, would not be able to settle, and would not be able to dismiss. I feel confident about that because that was never contemplated by us when we wrote the rule.
I want to say this is interesting to me, and you know, it seems sometimes like the timing of certain actions that have been done by our speaker, it just seems. I want to know. I mean, I want to know a lot of things, but one thing I want to know is whose initiative was it to dismiss? Was it hers? And when she has that right to do that, you would hope that it just comes from her, from the speaker. Do you want to go to an executive session? I'm ready.
Move to go into executive session.
Second.
Discuss litigation.
Second. Motion and a second. Motion passes. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Guess we're just doing a little dance.
Yes.